Well, we've got, on another subject, a great, exciting announcement to make. We're going on the air in Detroit, Michigan next week. And out at WDET-FM in Detroit is Jerome Vaughn. He's the news program director. Jerome, thanks so much for joining us here before we go in this hour. People in Detroit are looking at all the headlines, it seems, these days. Mortgage foreclosures, stimulus package, and the auto bailout. Give me a quick take from there about how people are feeling about everything that's coming out of Washington.
Well, I think the thumbnail sketch is worried, worried, worried. I mean, we're worried about whether the auto bailout package is going to pass and if it's going to be enough for the automakers to survive. Just this morning, new talk about whether or not GM and Chrysler may or may not be looking at merging once again, Saab declaring bankruptcy. So there's a lot of worry here in Detroit on that level. The stimulus package, we're looking at that as well. There is some hope that's come out of that. People feel like it may generate some jobs here in the state. The question is, how long is it going to take for that money to get in and get into people's pockets? So worry is the key word here in Detroit.
Now, if Chrysler merges with Fiat, you may get some more different kinds of restaurants there in Detroit.
Well, we've got some pretty good Italian restaurants now to welcome somebody from Fiat. If that's the way it goes, we might get a few more. But, there's a pretty diverse food group here in Detroit as we speak.
Now, Jerome, can you promise me something now?
What is it?
Well, when you come here next week and spend all week in our studios here in New York, can you bring that worry, worry, worry sense that you were talking about a moment ago, and also details like the fine Italian restaurants in the Detroit metro area, so when we have you here, we can get a real feel for the Motor City?
I will indeed, and I will even show you my wrinkles.
Your wrinkles. From worry. Okay, great. Great. Just the ones on your forehead, please, okay? Will you just keep it to that?
I will.
Jerome Vaughn, we are excited to announce, the news director, news program director at WDET-FM, is going to be joining us next week. Are you excited? When do you get on the plane?
Sunday afternoon.
Oh, gee, don't hurry. Don't be in a hurry at all. So I guess we'll see you 5 minutes before air?
No, really, I'll be there early. But, with the kids, you got to hang out with the kids for a little while.
Yeah, tell me about it. Jerome Vaughn, news program director at WDET-FM, where we go on the air starting on Monday. Thanks, Jerome.
My pleasure.
Healthcare is a debate on our website and in the takeaway universe. Obama said that healthcare is a right. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Your takeaway today?
Since when is the rule that you can't participate in federal legislation if you're concerned about it?
Stimulus from the perspective of a Republican governor. That's Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty weighing in on the national stimulus package. We're on the air in Detroit next week. Tune in, won't you? I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.